Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Andy Lamb, and this is the Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Lear.
And I'm Emily Nemeth. On this episode, we're going to catch up with Belle Mansfield, who started by sharing how she got involved with the side in that first 2008-2009 season.
Yeah, a random phone call from Mary Beardwood, who tempted me to come and cover a session from her early on in the 2008-09 season. And I said, Mary, don't be so silly. And it was a team absolutely riddled with superstars. It was Sonia McCloma, Jeeva Mentor, Tamsin Greenway. Emily Nemeth was the team manager back in those days.
I've never heard of her.
You know, I was absolutely terrified. And to be honest, didn't really want to do it. So I just did a one-off session, and slowly Mary kind of drew me in and made me feel guilty that I should be helping her a little bit more, because I obviously had a really long-standing relationship with Mary in terms of netball, and I felt that I should probably help her. I'm not sure how much help I was, though, in those early days.
The sheer fact of some of those names that were involved, that must make it a little bit easier for you, maybe not?
I think yes, it would be now, with some experience, but the thought of doing that, you know, I was really pretty naive and not a very good coach in 2008, and it just filled me with horror, because it's that awful feeling of walking into a group where you just don't feel confident enough to lead something. And I can remember the feeling. I can remember arriving thinking, why on earth did I agree to do this? You know, I must be mad. But, you know, the girls were great. I mean, I'm not sure what they thought about me, and I'll never ask, because you don't necessarily want to know. But they just got on with it, and they treated me with respect and just did what I asked them to do. And that was the end of that. That was the first session done. Mary was a bit sneaky and crept onto the balcony. She was at her school parents' evening and came along at the end. So I then discover at the end she'd actually watched about the last half an hour. And that's where we went from there. And then that was it. I never left Storm for any other reason that I was travelling crazy distance. And it wasn't just the travel, it was the traffic on the travel. That was my issue.
Yeah.
And every year I'd feel exhausted at the end of the season and then have a summer off and think, oh yeah, I'm all right now. So the year I decided to stop, you know, my children were quite small. I remember thinking, I've got to just finish at the end of the season before I feel good again. But I had a fabulous 4 years there. I loved it. Great team, great people, you know, and always will have fond memories of being at Surrey Storm.
That's often the case, though, isn't it? It's just you don't really want to leave the job, but when it factors travel in and factor family into it as well, it just makes it tricky.
Yeah, and you know, we're still in a situation where netball isn't full time for many of us, and alongside the rest of your life, it has to fit. My children are older now, and actually, my journey's fairly similar in terms of miles to WAS, but much better journey, just straight up the M1. So, you know, and I stay over and all those kind of things that you can do when you've got children that are much older. So, it does all have to fit. And you know, and that's how coaching is, really, isn't it, at this stage. And I'm sure that Jess Selby has challenges leaving her children, you know, but you know, you weigh the whole thing up and what your week looks like. But it's tough. Coaching is tough. It's antisocial. It's late at night in this country. It's early in the morning. I mean, the Kiwis could not believe it when we went recently to Super Club that we start training at 8 o'clock at night. They thought we were nuts.
Yeah.
But when else are we supposed to train? Because the players are going to work. And they've probably done a session before work as well. So, you know, hats off to our players. We know how hard they work to be in such a good physical state. But it is really tough. And you can only sustain it for so long, probably, as a player and a coach, when you're fitting it around everything else.
Tell me a little bit about when, obviously, WASPs was formed. Obviously, you'd worked with Tamsin at Storm as well. So was that decision to go there and assist her quite a relatively easy one, or?
Yeah, I guess so. I wasn't involved until it was all set
signed.
Up. Everything was quite low key, because at the time where teams are bidding for franchises, you often don't hear. And obviously, I wasn't coaching with Tamsin at the time. I was coaching at Mavericks.
Mavs, yeah.
And she was still at Storm. So, you know, as much as we're all great friends, it is still competition time and you keep things pretty close to your chest. But I think there were two things, really. One was the the setup at Wasps in terms of its professionalism and the size of the brand. And of course, the other thing was the people. Going back to work with people that I'd worked with before, and players that I'd worked with before, and a couple of players came with me from Mavericks was all part of it. Because ultimately, for me, netball's about the people. You would not do this crazy stuff that we do in times of time if you didn't enjoy being with the people that you're
totally.
With.
Yeah.
So from that sense, it was a straightforward decision.
And you would have been working with the likes of Hannah to this date. So how have you seen her grow?
Well, Hannah I've known obviously since those days of 2008. So on and off have coached her, but throughout all of that, we've become firm friends. She's a key person in my life. My daughter was her bridesmaid, and she's a fantastic leader. You've got to have a little shout out for Rachel Dunn as well, who, you know, just one of the world's nicest people, as well as being an outstanding netballer. And, you know, in New Zealand, hilarious stories to tell, some which won't be passed on.
Could you share one now?
Rachel. Well, there was a moment where we did a crazy bike ride. If you know Hannah and Rachel, that is not an unusual hobby for them at the weekend. Amy Flanagan included in this little bike ride. Yeah, 64 kilometres, which I was not aware of before the day started. But the good news was that Mel had an electric bike. Unfortunately, the electric bike did not last. So with 20k to go and a time limit on us to repair, to return the bikes, my bike was flat.
Ah.
Yeah, big problem. Almost close to a meltdown from the coach. So Rachel Dunn, superhero, swapped bikes with me, because what you do discover about electric bikes is that if the battery goes, they are exceptionally heavy. So there was not a chance that I could ride this bike with a flat battery. So we swapped bikes. I went on Rachel's bike. She cycled a dead electric bike for the last 20k with my rucksack. I've never seen somebody sweat quite so much. And we spent about the last 10 kilometers singing Whitney Houston to get me through the ride, because at this point, but you know, she was just cracking. Meanwhile, Hannah Reid is head down and just wanting to get home. But no, Rach was just making sure that Mel was okay. So she's my new hero for saving me on that day.
Nice couple of brownie points on that for the season. That's good.
And yeah.
Finally, obviously, Mickey, player coach, a really tricky thing to take on, but how do you think she's done so far?
Well, it's quite interesting, isn't it, that Tamsin was player coach in the same franchise and then Mickey's taken that on. So, yeah, all credit to her. That is difficult. It is really difficult. For one thing, she needs to have some breath as she comes on off the court to give some feedback to players. So, yeah, I really admire her for doing that. And she's obviously got a tight-knit group of girls going on there. That's what it looks like from the outside looking in. Obviously, I don't know lots of things, but you'd say that the culture there looks pretty healthy. I think she's recruited really well this year, and I think Storm are going to be a challenge. I think they're going to challenge lots of teams. You know, they impressed on that pre-season game. So I'm pretty sure she must use her assistants very well, because you need to be able to do that when you're player coach. But yeah, all credit to her. She's done a great job, and I think Storm are going to be ones to watch this season.
Great to hear from Mel there, Emily. You were team manager at the time, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Her and Joe Moxon coming down. Absolutely fabulous dream team, some might have called it.
You must have a story or two.
What can you even say about Mel? Mel's just one of those coaches. Like, she's absolutely brilliant. And I think Mary was really strong in her knowledge about who she wanted involved with the franchise and who she thought would get on board with what we were trying to achieve. And Mel and Joe obviously were absolutely the right fit for that. She, I don't know, what can you even say about Mel? She was just fab. She was really light. And very much a sort of a mother figure, and I hope she wouldn't mind me saying that, but all the girls sort of looked to her for advice and reassurance, and she'd be the one that would rock up to training with balloons to do a fun drill, because we'd obviously been hammering them on tactical and technical things, so the next session would be a really fun one and Mel would lead that. And she was just a big support actually to everyone that first year, especially in the second year. So I think she's very much a huge part of Storm history.
And the sheer fact that she's sharing that determination, and that's still evident in the game today at Wasps.
Yeah, And I think Mel, I mean, I would still chat to Mel relatively regularly now just to ask her advice about things, because she's putting things into place that she has learned from the amazing people that she's been around through her career. So with Mary, with Tamsin, obviously at University of Hearts, where her programme is absolutely flying. So she's just doing such a good job with WASPs, and I think she was able to do so much when she still had Tamsin there, and it was the right time for her to then take the lead on a franchise team. Because don't forget, she did British Unis as well and had loads of success with them. So yeah, she's just one of those people you would choose to work with her, choose to be coached by her any day of the week. Any day of the week.
The time away from court, we've heard Mel there say about how they enjoyed some special time cycling while they were at Super Club. And maybe it's not always the case when you're in the middle of a season, but that off-court time with your players as a coach, still important.
Oh, it's so important. I think the thing that people can forget when you're in a really intense environment in professional sport is that people are humans, and we all have lives, and we all have families, and we'll have interests, and netball's really intense. Like that season, it's including pre-season and Fast Five now, it's most of your year. So to be able to have those relationships with players where you can do something that isn't just turning up, coaching them, you know, having that work relationship as it was, you spend a lot of time with these people and they do become friends, and they become part of your network. And I know Mel's got amazing relationships with so many of the players that she's coached with, and actually that's a huge motivation for me as a coach, to make sure that you're always considering people's lives and considering what they'd be up to. I mean, I had Emily Porter around for tea last week because she's down here on the South Coast doing her physio placement, and just staying in touch with people and making sure that they're being, you know, they're happy and they're being looked after, and that they know that they can always come back to you if they need anything.
I saw that. How well did your lasagna go down?
Well, she had like 3 servings, so I'm going to say it went pretty well. But I also think that's got more to do with the fact that she's living in horrific accommodation with barely a kitchen. So I think she was just loading up for the week.
A little from Column B.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.